we now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
All right. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR, and that is CITR 101.9 FM. Streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca, and we're broadcasting up at the University of British Columbia in sunny Vancouver, British Columbia. Oh, what a nice day. So, my name's Aaron. I'm here until 1 o'clock, as always, and have a great show for you, as always. And we started things off with a brand new release from this year. The name of the release is called 26. It's the latest by the UK Subs, and it's out on Captain Oi Records. We heard the inaugural track on it, Implosion 77. And as always, if there's something you'd like to hear, you can always call me up here, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And yeah, a lot of deaths in the world and in music last week. We lost... awesome blues rock guitar player Alvin Lee, who played in the Mighty 10 Years After. If you've seen Woodstock, you know that the guitar playing is just phenomenal. Perhaps his guitar playing on I Go Home was overshadowed by Jimi Hendrix doing Star Spangled Banner, and perhaps his death last week was overshadowed, at least in this country, by Stompin' Tom Connor, who passed away. And we're going to talk about another person that passed away, a veteran of the Portland, Oregon punk scene, a man by the name of Jeffrey Paul. He played in a band in 1984 called Final Warning, and then he went on to be in another band called Trauma very recently. But yeah, Final Warning put out an excellent 7-inch in 1984, which got reissued a few years back, and we're going to hear a track off that. So yes, this is Final Warning on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Get up now. most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right, the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation, and we heard a six-song set of Portland punks start things off with Final Warning, going back to 1984, and this originally was released as the third release on Fatal Erection Records. Came out about the same time as a compilation called Drinking is Great, and the name of the track we heard was called Reign of Death, and we followed with Trauma from a demo going back a few years, another act out of Portland. Barrier was the name of the track, and both those tracks featured the vocal stylings of the late Jeff Paul, who passed away last Sunday, I believe. Tragically lost his life in a motorcycle accident. And then we followed with Portland's War Cry from the Deprogram release, Dirty Power Grams. That was their debut release going back to 2006. And yes, Warcry still playing. They haven't put out a release in a while, but yeah, they're still going. Like the band we heard afterwards, Hellshock, doing a cover of Lifestyles from a Portland act, Poison Idea. And Hellshock from Portland as well. Let me follow with Portland's Death Raid, Love Was Born to an Early Death, which came out last year. And we have that set with a release going back to 1983, The Wipers, Over the Edge. And we heard the title track about that. And we're going to hear a new act right now. They just released a four-song EP demo called Buffet Line Brawl. And the band is called Old Man Strength. And we're going to hear a track called Woke Up Swinging. Here we go.
Thank you. one knows, no one cares. Only you, only you. You can defend yourself, no, because you know you lie. Have you really tried? Did not know you lie. Again and again, you look back in your despair. And then you scream to yourself, you know, I really should have cared. We'll be right back.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Mr. Steeston Mike, welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And that goes for this show too, 604-822-2487 for those requests and stuff like that. That last set, we started things off with a brand new act called Old Man Strength. And it's from a new four-song demo of theirs. And the name of the track we heard was called Woke Up Swinging. And that band features a couple of guys that used to be in a band from the, early to mid-90s. Called Sludge, and they started in the 80s. They're around from about 1989 to about 1996, I'll say. Darcy and Corey, drummer, guitar player from Sludge, and same for that band, Warren. He played in a metal band in the 80s called Organized Chaos, and he played in a punk band from about 2010 to very recently called Brady's Problem. So there you go, Old Man Strength. Check him out online. They got a Bandcamp page. And we followed with Vancouver's Cardi 7, another track from the Trapped 7-inch release, Paranoia. Check these guys out if you haven't already. Check out all that merch they have, too. They've got tons of swag for sale. I bought a cool hoodie off them last week for $20. It looks pretty cool. And followed with some Black Flag, going back to the My War release, 1983. Heard a track called The Swinging Man, and that's the Rollins era of Black Flag. And, Ron Reyes edition of Black Flag is now back together and going, believe it or not. Yeah, they'll be jamming this week. And we followed with Blast, another one on SST Records. This one's going back to 1987. Very heavy Black Flag, Rollins era influence in this one. And the track we heard was called Time Waits for No One. And we ended that set with an act out of Edmonton, Alberta called Rebuild Repair. And the name of the track we heard was called Relics. And we're going to get into a new release right now from Argy Bargy. This is the first track off their latest release, Hopes, Dreams, Lies, and Schemes. This is a track called Out with the Old. Here we go.
For the kids we gotta ignore.
All right, Nargy Bargy started that set all off with the track called Out in the Cold, and that's from their latest Hopes, Dreams, Lies, and Schemes. It's on Randale Records. It came out late last year, and Nargy Bargy going since the mid-90s. Followed with Control from their release Punk Rock Ruined My Life, but I wouldn't change a thing. Wake Up Screaming was the name of the track. And we followed with Booze and Glory from the, this is Street Punk, 11-inch record, Until the End was the name of the track. And by request, going back to 1983, this is Scream. Here we go. All right, out of Washington, D.C., that is Scream from their debut release. Still screaming. They came without a warning, and great track. That was in the American Hardcore soundtrack, which came out in the mid-2000s, but it came out originally way before that, 1983, on Discord Records, classic track. So yes, we're winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Before we go, going to let you know about a few shows that are going on today, tonight, in this fantastic city of ours. Over at Iron Road Studios, we got Generation Suicida. I'm probably saying that wrong, but they're from Los Angeles, California, and they're for fans of Mass Hysteria, Gorilla Angrib, kind of melodic, female vocal, foreign punk, if that's correct. Also on the bill, local Systematic, and we got a pop punk act called the Flagpolers and Kohosh from Seattle. And then another show over at Funky Winker Beans, we got Bishop's Green, All Out Panic, which is my band, Ape War, and Drunk Tank, and that's at Funky Winker Beans. So sometimes it's hard to, when you live in a city that's happening, to choose between two shows, but make your pick, or maybe you can check out both. If you got two wheels and a hard beat, you can whip back and forth from Iron Road Studios and Funky Winker Beans. So there you go. So if you'd like to check out Generation Annihilation online, the playlist, podcasts, all that kind of stuff, you can go to generationannihilation.com, and we have a Facebook page where you can like us as well. So check that out. Like us on Facebook, because we like it if you like us here in Generation Annihilation. So this has been a Generation Annihilation for another week. We're going to leave you with a classic Canadian speed metal act, and they put out a 2-CD disc. This band is long gone. They're called Witch's Hammer, and we're going to hear two tracks. Well, it's one track, but into two. Alien Jesus and Mortalis and Alien Jesus, and then we're going to hear another band that were around the same era, punk act, called Active Glands from a live recording. So this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
Take off! in the ding!
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron. Better late than never. I'm here now. You know, what happens when you're in a rush and that, you end up playing the wrong song. Of course, that was brand new Saxon from their new album called Sacrifice, an album I just can't stop listening to. I think it's the great album. I loved Call to Arms. I thought it was a real return to form, and this one is just a continuation, if not better. Just great stuff. Great classic heavy metal. Anyway, I've got lots of new stuff today. Lots of new stuff. Everything from like new Mortillery, new Clutch, new Spiritual Beggars, new thrash band called Lost Society, Hatchet, I don't know, all sorts of stuff. Anyway, as soon as I get settled here, I will get started here. Just give me a second. Gotta love live radio, all right. If you saw the news this week, they finally announced the title of the new, well, they're not calling themselves Thin Lizzy. They're going to be called Black Star Riders. And I totally respect the idea that they decided not to do the album as Thin Lizzy. I think Lynott is just too much of a icon to... you know, people would expect so much. I mean, it would be like, I don't know, Led Zeppelin doing an album without Robert Plant. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just don't think it would be Zeppelin or, I don't know, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, the album's going to be called All Hell Breaks Loose, I think it's called, and it's going to be coming out within the next couple of months. So supposedly Scott Gorham's stamp on it has given it a very, very Lizzy-sounding material, so definitely looking forward to that. Anyway, like I say, I'll get started here. There we go. All right, this is I'm warming to this album. I said I was a little disappointed, and I still am compared to the album The Cold. I'm talking about Flotsam and Jetsam. But I do like some of the songs on here, and this is one of the ones I really like. This is the new Flotsam and Jetsam. Came out the end of last year, so it's still like brand new. The album's called Ugly Noise, and this is a track called Giddy Up. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR. I'm Metal Ron, and this is Flotsam and Jetsam. Here we go.
Melting snow.